شعرف رب الله الشيخ هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصار نبر الله مرقده الشيخ رانب والعجم سنين هذا البوك سكون الدل the title is the contentment and peace of heart. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر بدون حکم خدا سائیں صدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا بدون حکم خدا سائیں صدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا اگر پیٹرول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل اگر پیٹرول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں, میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی فدا پاتا, اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی فدا پاتا, میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر, میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر, مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا, مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, بدو حکم خدا سائنس داں پھر کیسے پا جاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The title of this ashar is سکون دل. Hazrat Dawud Barakatullah explained that this ashar is not for a reward, it's not for formality, but this is the entire bayan on its own. Whatever was in the heart of Hazrat Al-Hakim Sahib Rahmatul Ali, this was expressed in a poetic form, and this is a great lesson for me and everyone, inshallah. Sukoon e Dil, the title of it, that how a person can gain the tranquility and contentment in the heart. Sukoon. Sukoon means a person wants that tranquility, that ease, and every person is looking for it. Whether it is a mu'min, whether it is a kafir, everyone requires that sukoon. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا تو بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. That if we do not get the medication from the Allah wala, this is the spiritual vaccine that we come for. We come to the majalis, we come sit in the company of the Ahlullah to get the spiritual vaccine. So when a person has, Allah Ta'ala keep us with afiyat, a person has angina, he has cholesterol, then he gets worried. Then the first thing he will go, he will get some advice, he will go to a heart surgeon, go to a heart doctor, and he will pay exorbitant fees. Why? He wants to look after that heart, that physical heart. But more important than the physical heart is the spiritual heart. If a person has angina, has heart attack, cholesterol, and if he has to pass away, then that is the end of it. But if a person has a spiritual heart full of spiritual diseases, spiritual maladies, then the once a person passes away, that's not the end of it. That is the beginning of all these problems. So in this, whilst we got the Ahlullah, the Allah Walam, and unfortunately, nature of insan is that we always say, this Buzruk is gone, that Buzruk is gone, that Alim is gone. And then radio stations will compete with one another. Let's have a program, Ulama in Focus, legacy of the ulama. But while they were alive, Allah Ta'ala did not give us the tawfiq of sitting in their company. We heard from our Shaykh that when Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to conduct the majlis, then few people used to come. But when he passed away, Then so many people came. So many people came to his janaza. So one Allah wala took a sigh and deep breath, and he said that Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi was alive, and only few people came for to come benefit from his majalis. But now when he passed away, now everyone wants to attend. So now we want to listen, whether it is entertainment on radio, now we want to listen to what this person says about this person. But while that alim, while the buzruk was alive, we never had the opportunity. We didn't take the advantage of that opportunity. So we come, we take the spiritual medication. And bahut mushkil tha apne nafs par kash ko daba pata. If we don't have the spiritual medication from these Allah wala, then it is very, very difficult now to control this rebellious nafs of ours. If the car of ours, of that horse, goes out of control, what destruction can come about? But if the nafs that we got all the time, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ بِسُوءِ بَوَزَنَا بِتْشُوءِ Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say that this nafs of ours is like a scorpion, and like how it stings a person, harm can come to that person. So we need to make effort on that nafs ammara, and how we can come lawama, how we can reproach that nafs, and then make more effort inshallah till we come to that stage of nafs mutma'inna inshallah. And then it will be say, ya ayyatuhan nafs mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. So effort needs to be made on the nafs of ours, because the nafs is very, very rebellious. The nafs will lead us, mislead us. And who had misled shaitan? Shaitan is shaitan. We all know that we got two enemies, nafs and shaitan. Nafs wa shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kiya hai mushko e tabah. Ey meri mola, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. But what nafs made shaitan go astray? It was his nafs. When he said that ana khayru min, that I am better than Adam alayhi salam, khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen, that he created me out of fire, whereas he created Adam alayhi salam out of sand. Khuda ki sarkashi se khudkushi hai maal o daulat mein, kabhi Allah walon se nahi aisa suna jata. Unfortunately, today we will find in so many countries, in Western countries, a high rate of suicide. How many people, there's a very famous actor who used to take act in all types of comedies, and he was the person who used to make people laugh and to bring joy to the person's heart. But what was his end result? He committed suicide. There was no peace in his heart, his own heart. So many people got all the material things of this world at their disposal, whether it is the cars, whether it is the furniture, whether it is the things of their homes, all the things of luxury, but they can't have that sukoon. There is no sukoon. They don't have tranquility in the heart. That is why Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullahi used to say that even if the kuffar, if they don't bring iman, and they just have to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sukoon and the tranquility they're looking for, they will get it. So this actually is in deen. Last night Mawlana Ibrahim Devra Sahib Tahu Barakatu explained that all these efforts of deen are all correct, and it brings us closer to that how deen, complete deen, can come into our lives. And he mentioned the example, this does not become like a reward that we listen to talks. He said that, like how azan is given for what? For salah. So talks are given to motivate us to come into complete deen. So yeah, how many a person takes his own life? He's got everything of this world, everything, amenities, the luxuries of this world, but there is no sukoon, there is no tranquility. And then what happens? He takes his life. But never ever have you heard of Allah wala, a person who is linked to the Allah wala, the person who's got deen in his life, that he took his life. So we'll find the solution to every problem is in deen. My Ismail Ghadrawala Daan Barakat also explained in this Ulwakas Jor. He said, many a person today is contemplating that they want to leave the country because of the situation to get a better life. And he said that a person will never get a better life until unless he changes his own lifestyle. In other words, he brings total deen in his life. And when total deen comes into his life, then whichever condition he may be, whichever halat he may be, whichever place he may be, then he will get that sukoon. That is if total deen comes in the person's life. So never ever have you heard of Allah wala taking his life. سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوی پر بدون حکم خدا سائنس و پھر کیسے پا جاتا. بسکون هو الذي انزل السكينه في قلوب المؤمنين. الله سبحانه وتعالى is the one who put that sukoon, that tranquility in the heart of the believers, and this increases the person. يزداد ايمان بعد ايمان. We have all got that iman, but how to increase that iman? That sukoon is to come in the heart. And how that sukoon comes to the heart? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the one who put that sukoon. And without the command of Allah, then the people of science, the people involved in science, per kaise pa jata, where will they find it? Unfortunately today, many a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِن تُطِئْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنَّهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. That if you have to follow the majority of the people, like today, we know it's common with this virus, how many a person became distant away from their parents. Those who were so attached to the masjid, and they became distant away from the masjid. Those who were coming to the masjid with distance in their stuff. And all funny things that we are hearing, no, because what the scientists are saying. The ulama explained that science will be accepted if it conforms to the teachings of the Quran and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many ayat, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So many signs in the heavens and in earth, they are signs for those people who have intelligence. سَنُرِيمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Whatever they, today they are proving, they only start scratching the surface. This was has been proven from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if it conforms to it, and we don't follow a thing because of science. For example, one example can be given is the miswak. We follow it because this is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today scientists have discovered that the al-salvador, the twig, that it's so good for the teeth and for the gums, etc. So now a person says, yeah, now we'll accept it. Now we'll follow the miswak, na'uzu billah. We will follow it because it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we won't say now because tomorrow science will say one thing, tomorrow science will say something else. So we need to bring total deen, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we come to the masjid, we stand shoulder to shoulder without any mask, etc. So in this, inshallah, lies our success. اگر پترل کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا. Mention of here that just like how if a person wants to look for sukoon and he is like available like petrol, then every kafir will dig the earth looking for that sukoon. But this sukoon only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not one lady. Husband came at home. She said, no, tonight she made up her mind, I'm not going to cook. So when the husband came, she said, no, today you better take me to somewhere very, very expensive. I'm not cooking nothing, but today I just want to go somewhere expensive. So the husband said, come, no problem. So he put in a car, so he took her to the petrol station. And he's waiting and waiting, and she's getting fed up. Okay, anyway, let's go. I said, let's go, take me somewhere expensive. So you told me bring me somewhere expensive, so I brought you to the petrol station. So now today, you know, if a person wants to look for that sukoon, like how he looks for petrol, he won't find it. The sukoon only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل. عشق مجازی, the superficial love, that false love, when a person loves, goes after those idols. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were 360 idols in the Kaaba. And when that eye was revealed, جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَذَاقَ الْبَاطِلِ, that the truth has manifested itself, and now the thing has been vanquished, batil has been vanquished. Today, unfortunately, we have so many boots, so many idols in our hearts of materialism, of secularism, of all things of this dunya, of Western education, of fashion, and the ways of the West. So we need to defeat this, take this out from our hearts. And how many a person became pagal in the love-e-majazi, in the ishq, and then they ended up in fisk. that running after temporary beauty, they earned the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why they became way sukoon, no tranquility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَوْ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. That person who turns away from my dhikr, from my remembrance, from my command, for him Allah ta'ala will give him a very difficult life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضَاقَتْ عَلِيهُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلِيهُمْ أَنْفُسُهُمْ. That life becomes constricted, life becomes tight, and that whole earth becomes so narrow in spite of its vastness. Why? Because of the person's gunas. Because of going after these material things and all these false beauties. Gunam se suku pata to kyu pagal kaha jata. That if gunam se suku pata, if there was sukun in gunas, then why did they go off their heads? Why did they lose their senses? How many a person just lost their senses and they make stupid decisions? Why? Because of this iske majazi. Bacho gande amal se amrodo se dur ho jao, agar ye fail accha tha, khuda patar na barsata. Allah is telling us that be careful, stay away from this evil act of wing to young boys. If this was a good action, in other words, with sodomy and homosexuality, then why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this adab from above, where He rained down stones upon those people? Unfortunately, today, the people are driving this course forward, this LGBTQ. Even a Muslim scholar, a modern Muslim scholar says, I'm not homophobic. What that means? I'm not anti-gay. The person's iman is at stake. Recently, we know a person, Tutu, died. And how many are Muslim? How many scholars were praising him in the papers and having interfaith conferences because he had died? And in there, they praising him. And yet he said, how can I even worship a homophobic God? Because he was pro-LGBTQ. And people are saying, RIP. As a Muslim, how can you even give dua to that person? R.I.P. rest in peace. So one brother came to me and said, Mala, is it permissible to even make this dua? So, no, it's not permissible. You can't even make it tawbah and istighfar on their behalf. They died without kufr. If it is RIP, then understand that those azab, those malaika that are appointed, they will rip him apart. That is the RIP that I understand. Not rest in peace, na'uzubillah. We're giving dua for a kafir. So unfortunately, respected brothers, today, this action of the LGBTQ, and people are saying, making excuses, no, it's natural, something which is in his nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. فَتَرَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in one ayat, or in one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child is born upon the natural disposition of Islam. In other words, a child is born pure and natural. And a person who is an atheist, he's not born an atheist, he's educated to become an atheist. A person who is a homosexual, he's not born a homosexual. He's manipulated and influenced by society, by the things he looks at, by the things he watches, by the things he reads. So, ya na'uzubillah, they say, no, this is something which is natural. This is something unnatural. Hazrat Kinsar Rahmatullahi went to one particular institution and he spoke against this amrad, going after the boys, etc. So the principal of that institution became very, very angry. He said, how can you even speak about all this? And later on it came to the fore that this Anawuz Bilal, this principal, was caught up in some affair with young boys. So unfortunately, respected brothers, today we will, in Saudi Arabia, there was a Formula One event that taken place. And the person, the driver, had the audacity to even wear a helmet of rainbow colors, which signifies the LGBTQ cause. And imagine in the holy lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwarah, promoting all the filthy things. So we need to understand this is an evil act. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused that entire earth to be turned upside down. Because the action they were involved in was an upside down action. The president of Zimbabwe, Mugabe, the West hated him. He had certain points which was valid as well. And he used to say he was very against homosexuals. And he asked him why.
He said that we want procreation to take place. We want humans to be born, etc. Where can Mary have a child, and John have a child? And then he explained to the West. He said, I have swines and I have dogs, and I have noticed never ever that I find a female swine going to another female swine. I've always found a male and a female. So this actually is worse than the animals as well. Another country, the authorities arrested two people who were gays and put them in prison. So there was a weak hue and cry that now they need to be released. So the authorities very nicely said, no problem, we'll release them on one condition. So what is that condition? They said, till one of them fall pregnant, we'll release them. So impossible. So Allah save us from all these things. And unfortunately, when a person goes in an environment, person goes as a Muslim to the university, being a boy or girl, and they come out as atheists, they become lesbians, they become out as homosexuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such environments. Nahi mumkin tha unke raah pe mera kadam rakhna agar jazb karam ki dil nahi koi sada paata. This will not be possible for me to tread this path, to put my foot on this path, if it was not for the jazb. What is this jazb? It is the attraction. Allahu yastabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Allah Ta'ala pulls that person. Allah Ta'ala attacks that person. Allah Ta'ala draws that person closer. This is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not purify yourselves. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ مِمَّنِ اتَّقَى. Only Allah Ta'ala knows who has the taqwa. And another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ لَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحْدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the judge. Allah Ta'ala attracts us to Himself. میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان در سے اختر. حضرت اکیم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that I'm coming tired now, I'm mentioning the stories of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. یہ آگ لگتی نہیں لگایا جاتا ہے. This fire is not lit on its own, but it's lit by someone else. So we go sit in a kamat and Allah wala, the hearts are brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fire of the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit in their company, inshallah, you'll also get it. Magar main kya karu, chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jata. So what can I do? I cannot keep quiet. I can't remain silent. That is why today the ulama haq, they have to speak the truth. They'll speak out. And people might say, why Lord is causing disunity, etc. Manash Shabari Tari, rahmatullahi, said very beautifully. He said, many a person complained that the awam are confused, that the ulama are talking like this, talking like that. He said, when it comes to dunya matters, then why are you not confused? He said, when it comes to dunya decision, for example, you'll appoint the best lawyer, a best accountant, you see what his credentials, etc. Why don't you do it with regards to your deen as well? Then look and scrutinize the credentials of that alim, whether he's got taqwa, or look at his life, look at his sunnat, whether he's got sunnat in his life. So if that person does the same thing with regards to his dunya, or to akhirah, or with his akhirat, what he does for his deen, for his dunya, then there will be no confusion, inshallah. That recently I was in Mufti Ibrahim Sarif, he sat down, Barakatuh, was in his majlis, and he was talking, he said, how the ulama, how sad it is, they're using the mimbar, using programs to promote female education going to university. He said, my tabiat changes when I hear girls going to universities. And he mentioned that they have to bear the brunt of the evil what they're going to commit. Man sanna sunnatan sayyatan, whoever initiates an evil, they will have to bear the brunt of it. So yeah, we need to hold on to our mashayikh, hold on to them, hold on to their teachings, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give them barakah in their life, Allah keep them with afiyat. And this way, inshallah, the sukoon that is mentioned in this poem, Allah Ta'ala will grant it to us. May Allah Ta'ala make it a reality, inshallah.